Lezeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, Lezeche Nishmas Daniel Shenabas Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning everybody. Nice to see everybody. Today we're going to continue in Yonei Pikuach Nefesh. We're still in the first packet. Ilan, do the people have the access to the other packets as well, if they need to? Okay. So let's just review what we discussed yesterday. And we mentioned yesterday, everyone has their packet, everyone could see, everyone's good? Could hear, see?
Rebbe, I'm going to post it in the chat again, so everyone, if they don't have it, will hopefully...
And packet two, if I might refer to something in packet two as well.
I'll post the whole, all the people.
Yeah. So far we have nine packets. We have nine packets, that were already produced. Bez Hashem will have more. Okay. Now, we discussed the following. We were discussing the machlokas between Rashi and the Magid Mishnah. I guess we need to mute some people or something.
Rebbe, if Hody could make me co-host, then I could mute people if necessary or someone...
Okay, is now is good? Okay, with Hoodie's in class now. So we discussed the following, the Machlokas Rashi and the Magid Mishnah. Rashi Shita is that a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana is able to do for him only the things that are absolutely necessary for life and death situation. But if it's something that's an added comfort, you know, that's not necessarily necessary for life and death situations, then Rashi Shita is that you can't do it. You can't mechalal Shabbos unless the thing that we're doing to be Michal Shabbos is an absolute necessity. That is the opinion of Rashi. The Magid Mishnah, following the Ravid, disagreed. And the Magid Mishnah Shita was that, no, once he's a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, then anything that he normally would do for him during the week to help him out, you know, even though those things you would do during the week are not make or break things, they're added comforts and things like that that you we're going to talk about. We're going to have a shiur in one of the future packets about like just turning on the light. You know, people feel good to turn on the light. You know, it makes you feel good. You know. Someone told me once that they were going through a hard time, and one of their friends knew that, and whenever they would wake up in the morning, it was a cloudy day or bad weather, he would give him a call, because he knew he was having a hard time as it is. And when you wake up and it's a cloudy day and it's raining this, you don't feel as good. You wake up a bright sunny day, you feel much better. So it could help a lot to a person, you know, when the light's on. And so we have to see, is that permissible for a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, if that would give him, you know, it's not going to make or break him. He's a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, whether the light's on, the light's off, it's not necessarily going to make or break. But would that be permissible or not? It would only be permissible, only maybe, according to the Magid Mishnah, and even that we have to see. But certainly not according to Rashi, where he's only permitting to be Michal Shabbos for things that are absolute necessities for Pikuach Nefesh. So then we raise the question of what is going to be with an individual on Yom Kippur. We said we have the din of Machilin Hakal Hakal Tchila. That on Yom Kippur, I'm sorry. on Yom Kippur, you give pachas pachas mikashir. In other words, if a person eats the Yom Kippur, you see first, if is it sufficient that he has to eat so much? What if he could eat less than a kosevis? Pachas pachas mikashir. What, you know, what do we, do we allow pachas pachas mikashir? So the Shulchan Aruch says, pachas pachas mikashir. That's what you give him. And then, if that's not sufficient, then you can give him a full shear. And ostensibly, even though one could say maybe that's, you know, the Beis Yosef, only he liked the Shita of Rashi, so maybe that's L'shitasa. The question is, what's this idea of pachas pachas mikashir? Why should you give him pachas pachas mikashir if the halacha is that for chol sheyesh bo sakana, according to the Magen Mishnah, you give him cold sarko, right? You give him cold sarko, because to make him, right? So why is there ever, in other words, how does the Magen Mishnah of cold sarko and the Pachas Pachas Mishir, how do they stem together? Because the Chorah, Magen Mishnah Shita is that you don't just give him what he exactly needs, but you can give him whatever you would, whatever you would do for him in the week, right? That was the Magen Mishnah's. That was the kasha of the Chelkas Yoav that we saw yesterday. So the Chelkas Yoav, as we saw yesterday, said a big chiddush on page 14, and he said the following: that he wants to say that there's a chilek between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That was the Chelkas Yoav thing. That on Shabbos, we say that Shabbos is hutra for pikuach nefesh. That, so therefore, hutra means that when pikuach nefesh comes and we're dealing with Shabbos, it pushes it off. It's as if Shabbos doesn't exist today. Today's not Shabbos, even though it is. It's not Shabbos, l'gabi the pikuach nefesh. It's not Shabbos. And therefore, if it's not Shabbos, we understand very well the Magen Mishnah's approach. We understand very well the Magen Mishnah's approach. But Yom Kippur, he wants to say, is only Dechuya. That Yom Kippur, Dechuya means that's there, but it's pushed aside. So you only push it aside when you have to push it aside. But it's not like by Shabbos, L'gabi pikuach nefesh, we say it's as if it doesn't exist today. Today's not Shabbos, even though it is. Yom Kippur, it's always Yom Kippur. It's just Yom Kippur gets pushed aside. It's the Chuya. So therefore, you have to. It's only the Chuya if you mamish need to do it. That was the Chalkas Yov's thing. Now, why should that be so? Why should that be so? Why shouldn't that is why Shabbos Hutra Yom Kippur is the Chuya? Why should that be so? So there is a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, and on page 10, this is the old printing. I apologize for the old printing. You know, usually when the library is open, I always will give you the new printing of the Chasam Sofer, because the new printing is divided up into paragraphs with title. It's a whole different thing. But this was the printing that was used for generations. So for these, till I get the access to the library and be able to print to you for the new printing of the Chasam Sofer. But it's a good thing to have. If you're buying a Chasam Sofer now, you should get the Machon Maor, right? Chasam Sofer, I would recommend. And it has footnotes. It's very geschmack. But this is the printing that was used L'Dori Doris. So what could I tell you? So, Moser Nefesh, right? So, in the second arrow, he says, why is the Tamish on the Shabbos Hutra of Chol Hukish Sha'is the Chuyas Vilayin of Chaybam Dochach HaTorah? Aval Drosha Shamru Beisel Has Shabbos Yishmu Shabbos Has Harbe Osa Het Gomer. So he says like this. He says, V'chai b'hem, that applies to all areas of of Torah. Right? That applies to all Tayag mitzvahs. That the Tayag mitzvahs shouldn't be something that's going to take you away from... is going to take you away from your life. So what's the... In the end of the day, we had different... We saw different makoros of V'chai Bahem. So what's the... And then we have another pasuk, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael as ha-shabbos. Chalel av Shabbos achas k'dei she'ishmur ha-shabbos as harbe. Now that's talking about Shabbos. So that's what the Chasam Sofer was mechadish, and I've just pointed out. That we by Shabbos has an extra mocker. In other words, b'kola Torah kula, the v'chai Bahem. But that's the chuya. Because as long as you could still live, then you have to be compatible with the Torah. So he's not going to give you more. V'chai Bahem. But why an extra pasuk by Shabbos? So that's what the Chasam Sofer is mechadish. An extra pasuk by Shabbos is teaching us v'shamru bnei Yisrael as ha-shabbos, chalelav Shabbos achas, k'dei she'yishmor Shabbos as harbe, that makes Shabbos hutra. And that's what the Chasam Sofer says over here. The tamash to Shabbos hutra, k'cholhu, v'shar yisurim d'chuya. Why is that? Why is Shabbos hutra and the other things are d'chuya? Svirulei d'v'chai b'hem docha ha-torah. Chai b'hem is docha. Aval drashes v'shamru v'nei Yisrael as ha-shabbos she'yishmu Shabbos as harbe, osa heter gomor. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. So that works in very good, as I think Rav Gutman points out, and others, as some point out, that works in very good with this idea of the Chalkas Yalof. This idea of the Chalkas Yalof.
Why don't we say the same thing by Yom Kippur, just translate, because Yom Kippur is Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos.
Yeah, it's true. You could have said that by Yom Kippur. Chalel alav Yom Kippur echad k'dei she'yishmor harbe Yom Kippurim. True, but that's not
literally is Shabbat of Shabbat.
Right, you're saying Yom Kippur is also a special Shabbos. Maybe it should be. You're right, but the drasha is in that pasuk in the context of Shabbos itself.
Right.
I understand Yom Kippur is called, but the drasha of a Shomru Vnei Yisrael as Shabbos, you know, Shmor Shabbos Achas, Halel Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos as Harbe, is by here.
Is Kiddush for Yom Kippur, if someone needs to eat Kiddush for Yom Kippur, Shabbos Kiddush or Yom Kippur?
Yeah, no, it's... That's a question whether Bechlal you make Kiddush or not. I have a shear in line, I could show it to you. Okay? Right, but at the end of the day, either way, it's not in that pasuk. In other words, the drasha of Shomru v'nei Yisrael as ha-shabbos, Chalel of Shabbos hachad she'yishmor or Shabbos as harbe, is by Shabbos, not by Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbos. Oh.
Some service still needs a little bit of beer, probably, because technically, if the whole drasha is k'dei she'yishmor Shabbos as harbe, so it should still be the amount that you need k'dei she'yishmor Shabbos as harbe.
Right.
He's taking it
Well, he's taking it sort of like Imenu Inyan. In other words, because we have a pasuk v'chai bohem, and that pasuk v'chai bohem applies to Shabbos as well. So why do we need another pasuk of v'shamru v'nei Yisrael as ha-shabbos? Says the extra pasuk is meino inyan to teach us this. That. Okay, so that's the Chasam Sofer. Oh. Now, there is a famous. First exerus on this page. You see, there's a famous psak from Reb Chaim Brisker. And I put it in the second packet. It's also in the first packet, but the first packet is from a secondary source. So if you could just take a quick look in the second packet. Page 20 is the Shar block of Chidushi Maran Riz Halevi, that's the Brisker Rav. It's always good to see how the real Briskers spelled Soloveitchik. You know, not the modern spelling of Samech Vav, Lamed Vav, you know, with the Alephs and the Yuds, it's interesting to see. And if you look in Yechiel Michal Stern, Rav Yechiel Michal Stern wrote a sefer on the Dalad Minim. Pictures of what the Dalad Minim is supposed to look like and different things. And Rav Yechiel Michal Stern in that sefer has a picture of the Esrog box. Then Rav Chaim Brisker was a Rosh Hashiv in Volozhin, and the Talmidim chipped in to buy him an Esrog box. How they spelt Soloveitchik on the Esrog box. So it's not like with the modern spelling of Samach, you know, there's the old Yiddish spelling, you know, as, you know, Samach Alf, you know, because that's how, you know, these things were spelt in the, and that's the minig today where we, when people, you know, subas and things like that. Okay, so take a look in page 21 in the Reb Chaim, in the Brisker Rav, and he quotes something from his father. So let's take a look on page 21. He says, "Vine Adoni Ovi Mori Virabi Hagon Zatzal." That's Reb Chaim. Hayamora Uba. He, in other words, it's interesting that, you know, Reb Chaim, you know, I guess sometimes he, in other words, he wasn't the official posek in Brisk. Reb Simcha Zelig Rieger, he was the dayan in Brisk. Right, he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim in Volozhin. So Reb Chaim knew him from Volozhin. He was his Talmud, so he appointed him to be the Dayan in Brisk. And, you know, he was known for his coolness. Like Rav Shechter said over in Europe, they would say everything is mutter because of a sfek sfeka. A sfek mutter sfek osser, and even if it's osser, maybe Rav Simcha Zelig has a cooler. That was the sfek sfeka, yeah. And but the big shailas, like someone mentioned, like, you know, Reb Chaim would go to you know, Reb Yitzchak Elchanan. You know, in other words, Reb Yitzchak Elchanan was the, you know, the Poisek Hador. He was, you know, all these other people were great people, but the Poisek Hador was Reb Yitzchak Elchanan. He was dealing with the Aguna Shailas. He was the Gadol Hador. You see that when the Mishnah Brura wrote the Mishnah Brura, who did he go to for Haskama on the Mishnah Brura? So a couple of people. So Reb Yitzchak Elchanan was one of them. Reb Yitzchak Elchanan was one of the people that the Chofetz Chaim went to for Haskama. And then he went to Rav Shmuel Zanvil Klepfish. You know, the Klepfish family, they're neighbors of my family. And who else did he go? Rav Ben Zion Bilsker. He also, when I was once asking Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, you know, about, he was quoting Rav Ben Zion Bilsker in his Sefer on Muktzah. Someone wrote a Sefer on Muktzah and he wrote a Kuntres on that Sefer. So I said, "Who's Rav Ben Zion Bilsker?" So he said, "Oh, look, and he gave the Haskama to the Mishnah Brura." You know, so those are the these three of those people who gave Haskama. So they were these are the people that the Chofetz Chaim considered, you know, to go to for Haskama. So Reb Chaim, they say Reb Chaim would go to the. I heard someone once say that Reb Chaim would go to Reb Yitzchak Elchanan to Paskin, but he would tell him, "Just give me the psak. Don't give me the svara." Because any svar you'll give, I'll be able to slug it up. So don't give me the svar, just give me the psak, and I'll follow what you say. But don't give me, no lumbus, don't give me this, because any lumbus will, I'll be able to, you know, pill it out. So that's what the, supposedly he said. So, but on certain, in Yonim, there was some sukkim from Reb Chaim Brisker. So he writes over here, Inei Adoni Ovi Mori, the Rabbi Hagon Zatzal, Hayamoro Ba, Bechol Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakona. In other words, again, we had a kasha, the Chelkas Yoav's kasha, right? The Chelkas Yoav's kasha of why is there pachas mikashir on Yom Kippur, but I thought according to the Magen Mishnah, Osim Kol Tzarko. So he said maybe he only said that by Shabbos, he didn't say it by Yom Kippur. So he says a different word. He says that Inochanami, even by Yom Kippur, if a person is a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, on Yom Kippur, Reb Chaim paskind that you don't give him pachas mikashir. Ah, but what about the Shulchan Aruch? What about the Shulchan Aruch? He says the Shulchan Aruch is talking about somebody who's not yet a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, who potentially could become a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana if he doesn't take care of himself. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. That person is not a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana. So for him, we give pachas. Those, he doesn't make the chiluk, Reb Chaim, between Yom Kippur. He's like you, Daniel Albert. He doesn't make a chiluk between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Yom Kippur and Shabbos are all the same. He doesn't say one is chutra, one is dechuya. He doesn't say that. He says the difference between Yom Kippur, there's no difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Pachas, in Achanami was not said by a chole sheyesh bo sakana. The Shulchan Aruch is only talking about a chole sheyesh bo sakana who potentially could become a chole sheyesh bo sakana. To him, we say that you're not a chole sheyesh bo sakana yet. You potentially so does have pachas mikashir. But once he's in the category of chole sheyesh bo sakana, even on Yom Kippur, says Reb Chaim, you don't have pachas mikashir. To take a look here, Hine Adoni Avi Mori V'Rabbi Hagon Zatzal, bottom arrow on page 21 in the second packet. Hayamore uba b'chol chola sheyesh bo sakana gomake shacholo v'chadome sheachilu oso b'yom kippurim kol tzarko. V'lo pachas mikashir. Then you can give him kol tzarko v'lo pachas mikashir. Why? V'omar tam the kaven shehu kvar chola sheish bo sakana hare yom kippur nitchelo lechola moel yosel lerfoso shebchal ze gam chizakufo. He says everything is mutter, even things that are not necessarily make or break. And it'll help you, make you strong. The kaven the shir shalom yosel tov lechola. It's certainly better to have a shir shalom. And once you are chola sheish bo sakana, even though it's not going to kill you if you don't have the shir shalom. So it's like Rashi would say, of course not. That's also to do, Rashi Shita is. But in the realm of the Magen Mishnah, he disagrees with the Chalkas Yoav. And he says, don't mechalek between Shabbos Yom Kippur. It applies, the heter of the Magen Mishnah to give him kol tzarko applies to Shabbos and also Yom Kippur. That's why Reb Chaim would tell if the Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, he would say he doesn't have to fast, let him eat regular. So it depends. It depends if you're a hardcore brisker or not. You know, you're a hardcore brisker. So then you know, this is a famous brisker psak. If you're not such a hardcore brisker, then you know, there's a story. I have to get this story. I once heard from Rav Elimelech Leibowitz. Rav Elimelech Leibowitz is a rav in Brooklyn, in the 30s, near your son, Rabbi Alter. He lives near your son, in Flappish, and he was very close with Rav Moshe Bick Zatzal. Rav Moshe Bick was my wife's uncle. I was a big posek in the Bronx and then in Borough Park. And Rabbi Leibowitz was close with Rav Elimelech Leibowitz was close with Rav Bick. And I think he told me once he was in the sukkah with Rav Bick, and he was talkative. And Rav Bick was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. That was Rav Chaim's son, the Rav's father. And he said some comment that if a person hit himself, I have to get the exact thing, what he said about somebody cut himself with a knife and he's bleeding. Maybe he didn't have to fast on Yom Kippur. And, you know, so he has a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, like that. You know, because it's maybe because it's a metal knife. It's you know, your Michal Shabbos for something like that. So he says it could be. So I think I'll verify the story when I speak to Rabbi Leibowitz, Rabbi Elimelech Leibowitz, that he said, Rabbi Bick said, I have a Masorah from my Rebbe Moshe Salvechik, a person cut himself with a knife and he's bleeding, that he wouldn't have to fast on Yom Kippur. You know? Yes, that's called as a chol sheyesh bo sakana, and then even though in Chora you could fasting is not going to kill him, but maybe that idea was based on the same idea that once he had a maka from a metal thing, so that would make him a chol sheyesh bo sakana. Once he's a chol sheyesh bo sakana, that's the Reb Chaim's psak. So Reb Moshe Salvechik was probably saying over the Masorah that he had from his father Reb Chaim Brisker. And then he was telling him over to that psak in the sukkah, you know. So a sukkah is a good place to get you know if you have a sukkah to speak to Rabbanim. It's a good, many years Baruch Hashem we spent sukkahs with Rabbi David Feinstein in the sukkah, because the Lower East Side you have the communal sukkahs. Hopefully by sukkahs, you know, things should be better, that they shouldn't have to be social distancing, and especially people who eat in communal sukkahs, you know, have this this issue. So hopefully things should continue to get better in a good way for everyone to be safe in all the things. Yeah. Oh, so one second. So let me just look at read you the rest of the psak. He says, Adoni Morim Gar, Hayamoro Bach, Chol Chol, Shish Mosokan, Go Maka Chol of Kadoma, Sheyachilo also be Yom Kippur, Kol Tsarko, Velo Pachas Mikashir. The Omar Tam, the Kavan Shu Kvar Chola, Shish Mosokana, he's already a Chola Shish Mosokana, Hare Yom Kippur, Nitchelo, Lachol Hamoel, Yosil Poso. So then Yom Kippur, whatever is more helpful, even though it's not make or break, whatever is more helpful, do it for him. The Magen Mishnah, even Yom Kippur, not like the Chalkas Yoav, that the Magen Mishnah, that with the Chasam Sofer, that Shabbos is different. Shabbos is not different, like Daniel Albert, like Moreno Daniel Albert, no difference. Shemnichal Gam Chizagufo, the Kevin the Shir Sholem Yosef Tov Lachola Bemela, the Gamzeh Bechlal Pikuach Nevesh Adoch Yom Kippur. The Divrei Ashulchan Aruch, last two lines from the bottom, Divrei Ashulchan Aruch, the Machilin also Pachas Mikshirk. It's only talking about somebody who's not a chola sheish bo sakana. It's chola sheish bo sakana. Rak shaharofe, page 22. Omer sheim lo yochilu also biyom kippurim yichabed olav acholi. In other words, if the doctor says, right now he's not a chola sheish bo sakana, but if you wait long enough and you don't, then it could get worse, and then he can become a chola sheish bo sakana. So then give him pachos. That'd be enough that he shouldn't become a chol sheyesh bo sakana. But if he's already a chol sheyesh bo sakana, then go ahead and give him shir sholem. The Shulchan Aruch is in packet one. The Shulchan Aruch, yeah, I'll show you. One second. The Shulchan Aruch, give me one second. Let me find it. One second. Yeah, on page 5. Kshemachilin is a ubers or as a chola, machilin also ma'at ma'at. Today shall eat starf l'shir. V'yashkeu pachos mishir. Halacha zayin, halacha ches. He's talking about pregnant ladies. O es achola machin also ma'at ma'at. So, what is that? Now, what time? What's the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? is it necessarily talking about? In other words, would you think the Pashup Shah in the Shulchan Aruch is like Reb Chaim or not like Reb Chaim?
The second part of the Shulchan Aruch there, it seems like it could fit well, meaning like it's saying that if you give him pachos, then it's not enough for him, so then he should give him more. So maybe that's assuming, okay, maybe he isn't yet a full Shiyishko Sakana, but he might get to it. But...
So that's what Reb Chaim is saying, that then in the Shulchan Aruch, he's talking about Ubros, so like Ubros... Is an Uber, I mean, that was considered a sakana, you know, I mean, I don't know, is it a chola sheyesh bo sakana? Maybe it could become a chola, but I don't know if it's necessarily night right now. You know, at the time of the Leda.
Wouldn't there be a mahogany between Dayan Fisher and
Voila? Well, Dayan Fisher is saying that the Nishtanu Hatvoim. Dayan Fisher, he was the one who told everyone that they could, all pregnant ladies don't have to fast on Yom Kippur. Because today we're afraid everyone's going to miscarriage. And so he said a big kula, Dayan Fisher. And not everyone accepts his kula, but that was his big kula that he allowed pregnant women to eat regularly on Yom Kippur. That was a big, you know, because Pashup Shah is pregnant. He's saying, it says in Shulchan Aruch not that way. He says, but Bezman Hazeh things changed. That was his kula. That was a big kula. Not everyone accepts him a kula, but he was Dayan Fisher. If you're Dayan Fisher, you know, his kula was, you know, Dayan Fisher was Adam Gadol. You know, he's buried right in the same row with Rav Moshe Feinstein. You know, the Belzer Rebbe and Rav Moshe. The Belzer Rebbe, the Tribina Rav, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and then they found a little spot and they put in Dayan Fisher. You know, when I first saw it, Dayan Fisher was still alive. And then they put in the Dayan Fisher. Recently, when I was in the hospital visiting my father, Hareni Kaparis Mishkovo, and... 5 weeks before he passed away, his heart stopped. And there happened to be a frum nurse there at the time. And she normally would not have been there at that place at the time. And she worked on my father, she told me, with a doctor for 20 minutes, and she resuscitated him. And then he lived 5 more weeks. And she told me that when she was pregnant with twins, she was in a very big sakana during the Leda. It was a very big sakana. And she pulled through. The nurse, her nurse, saved her life. So from then on, she was Mekabel, that she wants to become a nurse and save and help people's. So she was the nurse that saved my father's life for that time. You know, even though it wasn't, it was Chai Shah, it was 5 weeks. But okay, 5 weeks is 5 weeks. We don't take anything for granted. That was the day of Daniel Albert's chasana. And I was supposed to be Masada Kedushin for Daniel Albert, and I was about to go to the wedding. And I got this phone call from my father's aide that he's not doing well. And MZ Binter drove me right to the hospital. And, you know, what was going through my mind in that car ride, you can imagine. We got there, and he was fine. I mean, fine. He was stable. She's stable. She made him stable. And then I called up Daniel, the shomer, to tell him that I don't know if I'm able to come to your wedding. But then once I got there, he was stable. I said, I'm going to come. I'm Masada Kedushin, and then I'll go back to the hospital. And that's what happened. And, you know... Baruch Hashem, but she told me subsequently, this nurse told me the story of, so talk about Ubras and, you know, Chayas, you know, Baruch Hashem, in most cases things go well, but there could be situations where there could be a big sakana, you know, and that's, so thinking about, but that's what Reb Chaim Brisker here, Brisker up quotes on page 22. She says that the case over here is a rofe omer shem lo yachilu also biyom kippurim yichabed alav hacholi v'istakin koloshen hashulchan aruch b'tchilas asim esham nimtzu dechol hasakana hirak machmas minias hachila belvad uvezek haven the efshar limnor sakana zu. He says the sakana is because of the eating. In other words, it's not a separate thing. So the sakana is because of the eating, so then let him eat. Pachos, pachos, and that won't bring the sakana. Kali dev, pachos mikashir, also lachilo shir shalim. In other words, if a person is sick, but the sickness is a direct correlation to his eating, and if he'll eat, let it be a pachas pachas mikashir, then he won't get to that level. So we say eat only pachas pachas mikashir, and this way you won't get to, and then that'll save you. But once you're already in the darga of a cholish yeshbo sakana, then the Reb Chaim Paskin that the Magen Mishnah's ruling now applies. Kamo de pachas mikashir also lachilo shir shalom, but the cholik shakvay yeshbo sakana kol masha moel yosel. Each thing he's eating going to really be necessary? Once you're in that madrega, that's it. Though not everyone follows this. Yeah. But if you're a brisker, you know, you have the brisker tradition. So this is the brisker tradition of, you know, very mimachmir and pikuach nefesh and things like that from Rav Chaim. Yeah, who's, yeah?
Yeah, Max.
And
going back to the Shulchan Aruch, when it says, how are we defining maspikim?
Where are you reading now?
On page 5 of the...
What does it say? Butch Simon?
The second paragraph, in the middle it says,
right. Meaning if you see that if the doctors say that the pachas pachas mashir is not going to be sufficient for him.
Is it that the doctors are saying that, or is it that the chola is saying that? Because it seems to say that the chola is saying...
One second.
The chola says it's not enough in me.
One second. Imam Duhu. Pashas Amdu means that we evaluated him. Amduhu, we evaluated him. We the doctors, evaluated him that it wouldn't be sufficient. So then we let him have more. And then, okay.
Wait, Rabbi, if you're not yet a Polish Mishmukhana, and let's say if you would eat puffles, you would definitely get to the point of Polish Mishmukhana. Does that mean even when you're not yet a Polish Mishmukhana, you still have a full shear?
In other words, in other words, if definitely you'll get. You don't say, eat pachos, because, but right now you're not a cholish mishpacha, but you'll definitely get there. No, we don't say, get there, and then we'll worry about it then. We say, no, don't get there. Even though you're not yet, you have to do everything to, but if the pachos will stop you from getting to that stage of cholish eimbo sakana, then do that. But you shouldn't say, oh, well, let's wait there. You know, in a different context, I heard from Rav Eli Melech Leibowitz from Brooklyn, B'Shem Rav Moshe Bick, that we have a halacha, if a person's a cholish, ain't bo sakana, he's allowed to take refuah on Shabbos. In other words, the idea of the Isra refuah on Shabbos is only if you're basically a healthy person and you have a mechush. You have something that's bothering you a little bit, but basically you're okay. You just a little, and if you could take the pill, that would make it even so that you shouldn't take on Shabbos because you're a bari. You're a bari be mechush ba'alma. But if you're a chole, even a chole she'ein bo sakana, so then you're allowed to take refuah. And Rav Yaakov Emden says that anyone who's in a lot of pain, that's called a chole she'ein bo sakana, and you can take refuah. If you're in a lot of pain. So that's what Rav Elimelech Leibowitz told me from Rav Bik Zatzal, that you don't have to wait. You know that you went to the dentist and you had an extract, and you know that Lamaisa, if you don't take this thing, you're going to be in pain, a lot of pain. So you don't have to. You don't wait till the pain comes and say, "Oh, now I have the pain. Now I have the heter." For a big thought, that if you know that the derech is that the pain is going to come, you can preempt the pain, because that you don't have to wait till the pain comes. Another psak I heard from Rav Elimelech Leibowitz b'shem Rav Moshe Bik was that when the Gemara says that ubras, pregnant ladies fast on Yom Kippur, they fast on Tisha B'Av also, because because Tisha B'Av is not docha the time, you have to fast on Tisha B'Av, pregnant lady, but he said that's only if she's pregnant, but. But say it's not just pregnancy, but she's vomiting a lot. So it's not just a regular, but there's an added thing. So then she's a chola. And a chola, she'ein bo sakana, doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. For Yom Kippur, you have to be a chola, she'yesh bo sakana. For Tisha B'Av, even if you're chola, she'ein bo sakana. So being pregnant alone, that's not considered, that you have a chola, she'ein bo sakana for fasting. But if the person is already having things that are making the person not feel well already, like they're vomiting a lot or something like that, then Rav Elimelech Leibowitz told me from Rav Moshe Bik that he would permit even a Tisha B'Av to break the fast. Then there's a discussion in the poskim whether on Tisha B'Av is there a concept of pachas pachas. Some say yes, and some say, I think Rav Badi holds no. That once some say the other fast, like the Rabbanan Dika fast, if you're chola and you're not chaya, that's it, finished. Well, mokum choli lo goes Rabbanan. That's a discussion whether you have this concept of pachas pachas by Tisha B'Av or not. Or maybe Tisha B'Av, either you're in or you're out of Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur, you could be partially in, and you still do as much as you can by. That's what Rav Abadi holds, that I believe, that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, or certainly the other fasts, like Shivosa B'Tam is other thing, that if you're not, if you're a chayla, even a chol she'en bo sakana, then you're not chayif. Then no pachas pachas, no nothing on the fast, even like a fast like Tisha B'Av, I believe, if not mistaken, Rav Abadi mentioned. But on Yom Kippur, you have to be a chol she'esh bo sakana. To be matir, but if what Reb Chaim is saying is that even if you're a chol she'ein bo sakana, but you'll become a chol she'yesh bo sakana, that will be then you could eat also. And if you look in the Brisk Rav on page 22, then he quotes from the Sefer Achinuch. He says, "Nerish advarim beforashim came to Sefer Achinuch. Shachesh akosav din hashiurim leinich yuvid yom kippur. Kosav misha chol afal pi she'ein bo sakana gemura." Yeah. Cholosh harbe, roy lachilo lachshkosum atma mikashir. So the Sefer Chinuch says you can give pachas pachas for cholosh embo sakana. So the Michas Chinuch has a kasha. What are you talking about? Pachas pachas is also you have to be a cholosh yeshbo sakana. So what's the pshat? So he says no. The pshat of the Sefer Chinuch is what I'm saying. Pshat in the Rambam. In other words, if you're a cholish eimbo sakana, and there's no chashash you're going to become a cholish yeshbo sakana, then you have to fast on Yom Kippur. But if you're a cholish eimbo sakana that can turn into a very easily turn into a cholish yeshbo sakana, then you can preempt. And then you have to preempt, kefi, whatever you really need. But once you're Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, then Chol Sarko. And not everyone agrees. I mean, this whole Mag, it's only based on this Magen Mishnah. If you hold like Rashi, and the Beis Yosef liked Rashi, right? The Beis Yosef liked Shitas Rashi, that you don't say, you disagreed with the Magen Mishnah. This is only if you assume like the Magen Mishnah. And then it's Reb Chaim's Pshat in the Magen Mishnah. The Chalkas Yov disagreed with Reb Chaim's Pshat. Chalkas Yov held that you need, that on Yom Kippur you don't say. Even if you chol sheyesh bo sakana, the Chalkas Yov said, on Yom Kippur, you have to do pachas pachas. Unless pachas pachas is not sufficient. But if it is, it is. But Reb Chaim is saying, no, once you're a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, even with Pachas Pachas, you can have a Shir Sholem, even though you don't really need the Shir Sholem. But it also make you stronger, make you better, you know, so then you can have it. Okay, Rabosai. So we still are in packet one. I just used packet two today because I wanted to show you the Briskerov inside, because at packet one, I quote the Briskerov from a secondary source, which we'll see Bezer Hashem on Monday, Bez Hashem. So I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. And we're going to have... we're going to have Chumashir in 5 minutes. I'll take a 5-minute break. We'll have Chumashir, Parshas Bamidbar. And, okay, and... but those that are not going to be here, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. And Bez Hashem, we should continue on Monday. We'll discuss, you know, whether we're going to have Shir Thursday or not this week, we'll, you know, the coming week, Thursday's already Erev Yontif, so we'll discuss it. You know, normally we don't really have Shirim on Erev Yontif usually, but maybe we'll see, you know, people. We'll discuss it. We have time to discuss this idea. Okay, so these are very important Yisoidis that the Chalkas Yoyev and Rechaim, like Rav Gutman pointed out, and okay, so in 5 minutes, we'll take a 5-minute break, and we'll have, Ilan, you have the packet for Bamidbar?
Yes, sir, I'm going to post it in
Okay, we'll take a 5-minute break, and we'll be back in 5 minutes, okay.